made him sick, something like that.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick
in the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration immediately after a wedding? You know, some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom.
Well, I would know a celebration.
Do you ever call it a serenade or anything like that?
Well, no, I haven't.
Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You know, you hear some wives say to their children, "You better behave or what will get you?"
The devil will get you, something like that. Yeah, right. The devil will get you.
If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend? What greeting would you use Christmas morning?
Good morning, Christmas Gill.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to what?"
Took this. That's right.
What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and its head and tail completely inside its shell.
We call that a cuda. It's different kinds. We call it soft shell.
Okay.
Loggerhead cudas. That's what we call that.
What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
We call it hog gut. Some of them call it chillings.
All right. What do you call the center part of an egg?
A yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest, or breath, either one.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake? You might say the man went fishing in a...
a boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty what of beads."
Pretty set of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what?
Whipped the oven. Okay.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say
the calf of his leg.
Or you might say he was down on his...
a hocks, a knees, or what?
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Well, that's a person that, I'd say it's a stingy person because it looks like everything he gets, he wants it for himself. Don't want to help nobody and trying to pull in everything he can get. Now, that's the way I figure out the stingy person.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are really in bad taste, you think. You'd say he really looks...
bad, slouchy.
Okay. Would you use a different word if this were a woman instead of a man?
Well, sometimes you say that's a nasty woman. That's the way it's spoken sometimes.
What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really...
Dressed nice. That's right. Dressed nice.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly what?
In good condition.
Or he's certainly what for his age?
A good condition according to the age he's in. That's the way I take it. That person, he gets along well, I say he must really have taken care of it.
Do you ever use the word spry or what?
Well, I hardly use it, but people use that word. That old man, she was spry. The old lady, she was spry. That word is used.
You say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
It's very lethal.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
We call that a woodpecker. That's what we call it.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Green, usually. Usually green.
He green, jumps in the grass.
Has these big legs.
In the hop of grass.
Okay. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides?